Peterson, since 1985, offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. It's Veterans Day, November the 11th, 2013. Here the way the numbers are trading in Chicago now. From the CME Group, December contract for the soft red winter wheat is at $6.54.5. That's up 4.75 cents a bushel. July futures there at $6.71.25, up 2.75. December corn at $4.34.5, 7.75 higher. In the March at $4.46.25, up 7.75 as well. May futures 4.54.75, up 7.75. And July corn, 4.61.25, 7.5 cents higher. Next year's December, the 2014 crop at $4.76.25, up 7.75 for the day. November beans, 12.96.5, down 9.5 cents. January, 12.89.5, 6.5 lower. March futures at 12.71.25, down 5.5. And the May at 12.54, down 4. July beans, 12.49.25, down 4. And November of next year at $11.60.5, down 0.5 cent. Bean meal at 4.18.10, down 4.20. Bean oil at $40.39, that's 15 cents higher. Live cattle futures on the day, trading December at 132.90, up 50 cents. February at 134.20, up 25. Live lean hogs, at $88 now, down 12.5 cents for the day. And February there at 92.22.5, that's 15 cents higher. On the phone line with us this morning to take a look at the marketplace, what happened overnight, the trade from the weekend, and what we can expect for this week is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, where he serves as their senior grains analyst. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Good morning, Todd.
How was your weekend?
Too short.
It's always too short. We probably should start by thanking all the veterans that have served our country and are currently serving our country, I would believe.
Yes, it has to go off to them, doing what needs to be done and doing what's right. That's what America's all about, Todd.
All right, let's discuss the marketplace. Speaking of America, the American farmer has and is harvesting the largest corn crop it's ever raised. That's quite something in a year that started out late and ended up with a drought.
Yeah, amazing. From what expectations were and what realization is guys start to add up the scale sheets from the elevator or measurements in the bins there. Overall, report did show an increase in overall demand. We are seeing the eyes being opened up in corn exports, especially to Asia. It wasn't too long ago we wondered when this would happen in a large scale, and it looks like it's going to be happening here as long as the value stays at attractive levels for them to accumulate some inventory. So corn seems to be the bright spot here over the next few days from the fact that we have ample supply at 1.88 billion bushel carryout, but the surprise of the demand coming forward to take advantage of these lower prices has given the market encouragement to go along with the technical reversals that we saw on Friday's trade, giving the technical trade a little bit more confidence to cover the huge short position they developed here over the last 4 to 5 months, Todd.
What do you think a mid-range might be for 1.88? We've been close to this for quite some time, so is 4.33.5, is that in the mid-range, or is it 10 cents higher than that, 10 cents lower? What's your thought process?
Well, overall, if you go clear back to day one when the bearishness kind of set in and the risk managers talked about risk to the downside, 4.25 was mentioned quite a bit. When we got close to 4.25, all of a sudden $4. But overall, it feels like Friday's low near this 4.18, 4.15, maybe be the lower end and up towards the 4.40 area, kind of the upper end. If you're a short-term day trader, I'd be selling this 4.35, 4.40 area, risk about a nickel, look for a move back down to test a low. Kind of feels like we're going to consolidate through here. Over time, we're fearful, though, after the first year, that there's going to be some more downside risk.
Below the 4.18?
We feel we could probably test that, if not test the $4 level. But down at these lower levels, we're seeing quite a bit of demand come forward. It just is a matter of who blinks after the first year. We feel that the upside is just going to be limited as producer selling kicks in heavily as we go into February.
Right. With producer selling, cash basis should deteriorate substantially. But there will be pops, I suppose, between then and now. And if we're up on the top end of this range in the 440 and we have a pretty decent basis, maybe even a few overs, we've seen that many places. Is that a place to market some cash?
We feel so, on corn especially, because guys have been aggressive on moving the corn as they have the beans. So we take advantage of that and replace ownership on paper and the deferred contracts in case there's some weather events as we move in the next spring. There is some carry in the marketplace. You know, you can just hang on to it and hedge it and capture some of that carry and make that on farm storage pay. Now, that's the corn side of the equation. The bean side is maybe just a little bit of a different story here, Todd.
And tell that story for me.
Well, we're seeing that producers have moved the beans, hanging on to the corn. That indicates that maybe this bean demand could probably be a little stronger and hang in there a little better. Traditionally, whenever producers move one type of crop, it has a tendency to see the marketplace kind of support those prices for a while. But also, too, the beans are going to be a little bit more sensitive to the southern hemisphere weather forecast as we move into the first of the year.
And they have started out a good or a bad season, in your opinion, in the South America area?
Well, good for a producer as far as getting the crop in place. It seems that there has been a little adverse weather, but for the most part, planting progress is moving right along. Expectations are another record crop out of the southern hemisphere. As far as price expectations, as we move into next March, April, May, it's going to be burdensome on the marketplace.
In the United States, farmers have sown a wheat crop. Is there anything they need to be considering on marketing the next year?
Well, on the wheat side of the equation here, moves back towards $7 is going to be an attractive type of hedge. It seems that producers are excited about raising wheat and come back with some double crop beans. So there's quite a bit of opportunity for producers in those locations who were able to get the wheat in time this fall to take advantage of that marketing strategy.
Anything on the livestock for me this morning?
Well, more kind of a consolidation type of trade, a lot of ups and downs. We feel that livestock is going to be a great market to watch, especially 3, 4, 5 years down the road. Seasonally in here, we'll watch what happens as ham demand picks up here as we go into December. That's something the hog market's going to be quite excited about.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Take care.
You too. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Veterans Day. It's Monday, November the 11th.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Here's a quick look at the numbers as they're trading in Chicago. The December wheat at 654 and a quarter, up 4.5 at this time. July at 671 and a quarter, up 2.75. December corn at 433 and three quarters, up 7. The March at 445 and three quarters, 7.25 higher. And next year's December at 475 and a half, up 7. November beans, $12.96 and a half, down 9.5. January at 1290 and three quarters, down 5.25. And November of next year at $11.60, down a penny for the day. The live cattle futures are now trading the nearby December at 132.90, up 50. Lean hogs at 87.97 and a half are down 15 on the morning. And the crude oil futures at $95.18 a barrel are up 58 cents. RBOB gasoline, that's the wholesale price, at 258 and 3 tenths, up 3 cents for the day. And ethanol at $1.70 and 9 tenths, that's up 3.5 cents. You, of course, are listening to WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. The weather forecast for the local area for this Veterans Day says a chance of rain between noon and 3 this afternoon, and then rain and snow likely, cloudy with a high of 49 degrees. It'll be breezy on a southwest wind at 13 to 20 miles an hour, becoming northerly in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation for the afternoon, that's set at 60%. Little or no snow accumulation is expected. Rain and snow likely before midnight this evening. Check us out online at willag.org. Have a great Veterans Day. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.